that Ken Landon in here, who is one of the owners of Crossroads. Ken, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, the reason I'm so excited to have you in here with us is because, you know, these are conversations that I seek out and that I'm really interested in and want to be a part of as a resident here. But I think it's really interesting where these kinds of conversations play out and what kinds of encounters we have around these conversations. It's why I'm interested in having it on the public airwaves, because you kind of never know who's going to tune in. And it's why we like to broadcast a range of perspectives on most issues so that people can tune in and encounter things that they might not encounter in their everyday. And I'm really interested in hearing you talk a little bit about the role that something like a brewery plays in this. You wouldn't expect necessarily to see films showing at a brewery, and I wouldn't expect to see a documentary / concert film about fracking at a brewery. Can you talk about how you see the role of your businesses, of your business or other businesses in this kind of thing?
Well, I definitely think that we have an opportunity here to provide a venue for people to come and experience things like this. I think that educating is a big deal here. You would be so surprised how many people around that you talk to don't even understand, don't know, or even get a chance to hear about these things that are going on right in front of their faces. Mm-hmm. For us, myself and Janine, we believe that if we do have an opportunity to provide some sort of venue for educational purposes to hear both sides of whatever issues come about, that we have an obligation to do that. We have the opportunity, so why not provide it to the public? It's important, I think.
Fracking is controversial.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell me about the experience of hosting this kind of controversial conversation in a place like a brewery? And I actually, before I ask you that question, I'm going to just do our legal station ID because it's 5:00. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra, Catskill, Hudson, Athens. I was asking you about hosting this kind of controversial conversation in your business.
Well, I anything that you do along these lines is going to be controversial. You're going to get views from both sides. I think for us, we maintain that I'm not choosing a side here. I'm providing a platform and a venue to hear both sides, to let people hear both sides of these issues. And, you know, this is just one documentary we plan on having here. We're going to do, our plan is to do many, many more. Some are going to be more controversial than others. That's just part of it. I mean, we're a brewery. We educate people on our products, our beers. We're constantly. So you take it one step further and educate people about things that are going on right underneath their noses that they don't know about, and let them come to the conclusion on their own. But providing a platform, first and foremost, I think is extremely important, you know?
Yeah, and it kind of makes sense in this case. I mean, you're making a product that's made from water.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is a film about an issue that's very much tied to our water.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's how that all links together.
Yeah, the breweries, you know, everyone... All of the breweries, we're in the Brewers Association, and you know, emails go back and forth, and you hear things that certain breweries are dealing with pertaining to this issue, and it's interesting, you know. And again, the products that we use all around us, you know, water is a big deal. So, you know, this is something I think that everyone should hear about, everyone should at least know about, and everyone should be able to come to some sort of conclusion whether they're for it or not for it, you know.
But this gives a chance for everybody to come together and have a discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's important. And, you know, Janine can't be here today. Somebody has to stay back and do the actual work.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about this all the time. You know, she talks to people all the time. You'd be surprised. Hey, have you heard about this issue that's going on? What issue? Well, it's happening all around you, and people just don't know about it. So, you know, to have an opportunity to provide the venue space for these kind of things is, I think, extremely important.
Definitely.
Well, and a bar is not a bar / brewery is a pretty democratic space. So you think about the different kinds of people who drink.
Absolutely.
It's maybe, I guess it's a pretty ageist. You get, you're asking for a certain, but it cuts across cultures, I think. And that's part of why I think it's really interesting what you guys are trying to do, hosting these kinds of events. I'm embarrassed, I think, that we haven't actually, we've been talking a lot about the film. And then we spoke to Wes from Catskill Mountain Keeper to learn a little bit about fracking and political context right now, but we haven't actually said when the film is screening. We've mentioned that it's Wednesday. Could you tell us some of the details? When, where, how?
This is where I need Janine. She knows more about these things than I do. Actually, Sam, you might know about the time. I'm not really sure about the time.
Well,
is it 5?
We're going to have the movie at 7.
Okay, 7 o'clock.
John Bauermeister, the director, is going to be there, and Wes Gillingham, both of whom we just heard from in the last hour, they're both going to be there. The movie's an hour and 15 minutes. We'll take a break after that. People can grab a pint, and we'll continue with a discussion and question and answer session with John and Wes. I believe, hopefully, also we're going to have Greene County legislator Forrest Cotton will be there. He might be able to speak to the issue on how it relates for Greene County folks. And then I think it's also, you could probably talk about this, Kenny. It's Wiener Wednesday.
Yes, it is. It is Wiener Wednesday. We get to get two hot dogs right here from North Winds Farms. We do Wiener Wednesday, two hot dogs with all the toppings for $8.
I'm sold. That's why I would go.
So yeah. So you could get there early, have a couple of dogs.
Kenny, you actually haven't said where you are.
We're in the heart of Athens. We're in the old Brooks Opera House. The actual address is 21 2nd Street. It's a block and a half up from the river. If you come down 385, you'll see our big sign on the right-hand side. Go past that. Go to 2nd Street. Make a left. You can't miss us. We're right on the left-hand side. It's the biggest building in the village.
You know, we're out of time, so I shouldn't ask you this, but I'm curious, just because I know that you have hosted, I know you've hosted events in the past there, and you talked about this not being the last kind of film you're going to show like this or something. And you also said that that what you're really trying to do is create a platform for this kind of conversation. Can you talk about how that's worked in the past? Have you felt like you've been able to see and host a community conversation around certain issues?
Yeah, it's interesting. You're definitely getting people from all walks of life coming in. So I do believe as we grow as a business and the village, as the village grows, these things are important. We did a screening of a film like this before, and it was interesting to see. And again, this is, we want both sides. We want to hear from both sides, and that's exactly what happened. You know, everybody's got their opinions. It wasn't out of hand. It wasn't ugly. It was a great discussion. We heard from both sides, and I personally was educated, and that's what we're trying to do here, just educate people.
That's great.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Ken.
It. And Wiener Wednesdays, be there.
For folks who tuned into just part of that or wanted to listen back to something else, we just spoke to John Bauermeister. We also spoke to Natalie Merchant. We talked to Wes Gillingham and now Ken Landon. We were talking about Dear Governor Cuomo, which is screening this Wednesday at Crossroads Brewery in Athens. We also talked to Wes a little bit about what's going on around legislation and politics around fracking in New York State. So if you want to hear any of that again or missed, you can go to wgxc.org/archives. By sometime later this evening, we'll have it up there if you missed it. Sam, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Sarah.
And we'll be back in just a couple minutes to continue with the afternoon show, so stay tuned.